In 1991, Askia Koroma came to Madison from Sierra Leone in West Africa. He left behind the beginnings of what turned out to be a decade of brutal violence in his home country. While in the United States, he tried to keep up with what he found to be unbelievable events and atrocities.
And I couldn't even read much about it in the Wisconsin State Journal or the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, except as once in a while you pick up the New York Times or Newsweek and you read about these little things, but not much, really.
Now Koroma has started a project he hopes will finally fill that gap. The idea started when he went back to Sierra Leone for a visit in 2000. As a former art teacher from a country he says loves art, Koroma made a point of going to see what kind of paintings people were selling on the street. He found a man named Simeon Sese with a work called The Handiwork of Child Combatants. It was painted on flimsy flip-pad style paper, and the artist was asking about $2.50 US for it. But Koroma insisted on paying the equivalent of $50 US.
And he couldn't believe it, and I said, "Do you know other people that are doing works like this?" And he said, "Oh yeah, so many people. We just do it, you know, for fun." And he started taking me around to a couple of people. And I started saying, "Paint it," and I said, "You know what? If journalists fail to cover these stories, maybe this art from Sierra Leonean artists can actually tell the story."
Now Sese's painting is one of about 40 works that hang in an exhibit put together by African Artville, an effort launched by Koroma and a group he started, the 21st Century African Youth Movement. Like many works in the exhibit, The Handiwork of Child Combatants cool-headedly depicts horrific acts that Koroma says the artist may have seen firsthand. In it, a line of children walk holding guns, their maimed victims lying beside them. Above that scene, a parallel line of people displaced by violence carry their belongings to the blue huts of a refugee camp. Above that, there's the sky and trees. An artist named Jean, who came to see the show at the Commonwealth Gallery in Madison, says she's impressed with how the artists have reined in their emotions.
It's like just honest reporting of the events so that I, as a viewer, can look at it and get my own reaction. It's not propaganda. And it's pretty disturbing in a lot of things. It's hard to imagine humanity getting to this level, but, you know, we're all human. Would we all get to this? I don't know. I hope not, but...
So far, the exhibit has been to two galleries in Madison, and plans are in the works to hopefully display it in Los Angeles, Baltimore, London, and Amsterdam. Koroma hopes the show will win support for his group's other Sierra Leone project, a center where people could recover from the war by bettering themselves with supplementary education. Sierra Leone's conflict started as a civil war in 1991. Human rights groups report the rebels' tactics were cruel, routinely removing people's limbs, making children fight for them, and raping women. The country's army, which took power from 1992 to 1996, proved capable of its own atrocities, a fact Julius Cornelius Parker alludes to in his pen and ink drawing, Power Madness. A visitor named Elise was drawn to the work.
This one has a lot of one figure above just a whole landscape of skulls and corpses, leading off to this pristine new building.
The building is Sierra Leone's state house, and with emblems on him representing both rebels and state soldiers, the gun-toting figure is a symbol of man's vicious fight for power. Eventually, people formed militias to fight the soldiers and the rebels. The BBC reports tens of thousands of Sierra Leoneans were killed or seriously harmed during the 1990s. Some estimates are even higher, between 100 and 200,000. The conflicts were eventually halted with the help of the international community. Elise says the paintings inspire in her curiosity about what's going on in the country now.
And also just a pure anger of, like, why aren't we showing the shit that we're doing overseas right now, too? You know, and just this feeling of dread of, like, these images are things that our country is guilty of, and we're going to see this.
Viewers of the show at the UW-Madison's Porter Butts Gallery left comments in a guest book, ranging from, "Thank you for creating such a powerful exhibit. I had no idea this happened. I am horrified," to, "You run the risk of appearing to sensationalize a national tragedy," to, "I am very disappointed in this display. There is scant mention of diamonds, the true root of the conflict," to simply, "Ugh." But there are notes of hope. Things are better in Sierra Leone today. A special court for war crimes and a Truth and Reconciliation Commission are trying to heal people's traumas. As for African Artville, Karoma hopes the exhibit is just the beginning. He wants to use art to tell the story, and support the people, of a different overlooked African country every year. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.